Well, hello and welcome again to the Bottom Line Meat podcast, where we like to spend some time discussing topics, trends, and challenges in the title insurance and the real estate industry. Today, we're going to dive into social media and how it's reshaping communication and transforming the way we connect with customers. We'll also get some ideas on how and why engaging on social media can help us attract new customers, maintain relationships with existing customers, and a whole lot more. I'm your host, Ann Allard, and I'm thrilled to welcome Colin Smith. Colin is Vice President and Product Marketing Manager at Old Republic National Title Insurance Company. I know that Colin has his thumb on the pulse always on what's going on with social media, so I'm really excited to spend some time with him today. Colin, welcome, and thank you again for joining me.
Thanks, Anne. I'm excited to be here.
Great, great. Well, before we get started, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you currently do at Old Republic Title.
Absolutely. In my role as product marketing manager, I'm fortunate to lead our email, social media, and video teams. And we get to be kind of the messengers out into the marketplace for Old Republic Title when it comes to our marketing. I have an incredible team that I'm very fortunate to work with and a lot of talented team members.
Awesome.
My background, I've actually been in the title industry for 11 years now. I started in 2013 working for a regional title agent in South Texas and was basically a one-man show, one-man band for marketing, and really got a crash course, got thrown in the deep end trying to meet the needs of a title agent here that had five branches and supported 12 sales reps on our sales team. So really got to immerse myself in the industry and bring my experience prior to joining the title industry into the space. And it's really been a pleasure. I've been with Old Republic Title now for 6 years, and it's been really fun to help grow and progress our marketing efforts.
Yeah. Great. Well, that's great. Well, so let's get started. I think, you know, we all recognize the importance of leveraging social media today to build a business, to build our reputation, attract customers, and all things that go along with that. But navigating this landscape effectively and efficiently can be a real challenge for many of us. I know it is for me. So to get started, why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, social media today has really gone beyond just a marketing tool. It's critical for companies now to have a presence and to be able to connect with their customers. I find that for most companies that do social media well, it really goes beyond the idea of doing social media and really goes to the intent of being social. It's building community and it's building trust with their customers in a way that traditional marketing really can be very challenging to try to create that experience or that personal connection through traditional marketing channels. Advertising in an industry magazine can only get you so far when it's just a photo of maybe your closing team or some of your staff. But with social media, you're able to show more of the day-to-day to really provide value and build connections with your team and foster trust in a way that is unique. A story that I often share when I think about social media and really impacting individuals today is I'm a big soccer fan. I've grown up a soccer fan. And in San Antonio, we don't have a major league team, but we do have a top tier minor league team. And, you know, unfortunately, with minor league teams, players come and go season to season. And even during the season, there's a lot of turnover. So, you know, having loyalty to your team can be tough when you don't recognize half the players from week to week because there have been changes on the roster. And our club here in San Antonio, they do an exceptionally good job with their social media in showcasing their players. You get to know them, you know, off the field. It's not just highlights from a game and trying to sell tickets. You get to see them interacting at practice, and you know, whether that's on Facebook photos or Instagram stories or something like that. But it really creates a sense of personal connection. And so I use that as an example to really highlight that, you know, even when it's something that it's hard to feel connected. I mean, I'm never going to meet these players in person, but I feel like I have a personal connection with them. And so when a company takes advantage of social media in a way that allows them to showcase their team, to highlight their staff, and really take them from being an email signature or someone that you're corresponding with over email to a person that you already have a connection with, in a way that when you get to the closing table or something like that, that it's more of a personal experience and a personal connection because of the connections that are made through social media and kind of that trust that's built with the companies.
Yeah, I can see that if you're engaging or you're following someone on social media that you've never met and you walk into the closing room, you kind of already have a sense or a feeling like you know this person. So that
absolutely.
Yeah, and that can't be accomplished by a publication or a newspaper ad. There's no interaction. It's one very one-sided. So do you have any preferences in terms of platforms? For our business, for example?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the biggest question right now that companies have to address really is around this idea of what platforms and what sort of content should they be sharing. And, you know, when it comes to the platforms, they're so different and they reach different people. And that's really the biggest factor. Anytime someone asks me about, you know, do I need to be on TikTok? Maybe. I can't answer that for you. A lot of times it comes down to who are the people you're trying to reach. And if Gen X and millennials are still your core target audience, you know, if you're in a market where housing prices are still very high, you know, for Gen Z, it's tough to get into a home right now in some markets. And so, you know, if that's not your target audience yet, then TikTok may not be the platform for you. But if you're still leaning heavily into Gen X, they're still very active on Facebook. And so a lot of people say Facebook is dying, but it's still the largest platform. It has the most daily active users of any platform on social media. And it's still reaching millennials and Gen X exceptionally well. And so that might be the right place. Quickly, traffic is moving over to Instagram. The day that my parents started following me on Instagram was a little startling, but you know, it's where a lot of the activity is now, and it's, you know, what a blessing to have the larger population, the Gen X and the millennials, moving to Instagram, because, you know, I mentioned it's about the personal connections, and Instagram is built around that. And so, so Instagram is a great platform because it really is that personal connection sort of platform, versus kind of an advertising platform that I think people have come to find Facebook to be. Both are valuable. Both are great platforms. When you think about TikTok or even LinkedIn, it's really considering who are the people you're trying to reach. And I think that's the biggest question. There's no right or wrong for one title agency to a next. They may have completely different strategies to reach different clientele, and both may work equally as effectively. It's just a matter of really considering what, you know, who are you trying to reach and where are those people? You wouldn't put a billboard on the wrong side of town trying to reach customers when you're trying to reach people in your area. Think of the same with social in terms of you have to consider where are your people that you're trying to reach and how do they want to be engaged with? And then that will help you decide which platforms really will suit your needs.
So how do you know where they are?
Well, I mean, a lot of it is just kind of looking at who are the people that you work with. And if you're trying to break into new demographics, then that's a consideration. Mm-hmm. But really it does, there are market reports and studies that are all over the internet that, mm-hmm. that reference to, you know, where the user base is kind of fit demographically. And so, yeah, I would definitely say that, you know, the baby boomers into Gen X are still heavy on Facebook, but moving to Instagram, your Gen X and millennials are heavy on Instagram, but your Gen Z and even Gen Alpha coming up now are leaning more into TikTok. And they really like the short form content. And honestly, YouTube is starting to grab a lot more traffic for short form content as well with YouTube Shorts. So short form content is really where the younger generations are starting to get a lot of their information. So Shorts and TikToks and Reels are really the key space for the younger demographics right now.
Well, speaking of Shorts, you know, let's talk about some best practices, because I know myself, there's times when I'll go on to one of these platforms and it's overwhelming if there's too much information. On the other hand, if somebody's just posting, happy birthday or, welcome spring, it's like, what's the point? What's the happy medium, or does it depend on your audience or your subject matter even?
Yeah, I think that knowing your audience is a big part of it, yeah. But I always try to give a recommendation of like an 80-20 rule when it comes to what type of content are you posting. And I think that, we're in the title insurance industry. It's what we're experts at. It's what we're good at. And it's what we want our people to understand the value of. And so having content that is focused around our industry and things that are relevant to our followers. So whether those be real estate agents or potential buyers or sellers, lenders, our sphere of influence through our industry, providing content that really aligns with their value, what they need, the information that they need from us, where we can bring that value. I always try to emphasize, let that be your 80%. Lean heavy into that. And really try to have that value as a large percentage. But then at the same time, I've talked about the community aspect and the people aspect. Let that other 20 be fun. Let your hair down a little bit because that's what people really connect with. And right. To the point of short form content, if we're saying 80-20, that's 4-1. So for every 4 posts that you're talking about title and escrow, then throw one in that's potentially not necessarily, I don't want to say off topic, but, something that promotes you and your team, but doesn't necessarily have to be, heavy on the title content. Yep. But with short form content, it creates great opportunity because everything can be so short. I mean, if you have one of your escrow officers, jump in front of a phone camera, I don't even want to say jump in front of the camera because it's evolved so much that, we're carrying around the best cameras that we've ever owned in our pockets. And so, just to jump on camera and, give a quick bit of information that can help real estate agents or lenders get their clients more successfully to the closing table. Share that quick bit of info and just throw it on social. And if it works, then great. And if you don't get a lot of response, then no big deal. It didn't hurt anybody.
Great.
I think that it's been great seeing how social media has evolved from what people used to expect, that it has to be polished, it has to be professionally produced, to now people expect it to be genuine, to be that on the fly, quick. Everyone knows they're shooting from their phone. No one expects it to be professionally produced. And so that gives a lot of freedom to be able to make the process more accessible within your organization.
Shows yourself. Be yourself when you're on social media.
Absolutely.
Exactly. When you were talking a little bit about getting started and deciding on platforms, it just made me think. So you decide one platform or two, that you're going to kind of dip your toe into. How long do you wait before you figure out whether or not this is actually useful, helpful, or, you're getting some traction? I know that's a tough question, but, I don't have a lot of patience.
And I'm going to give... Sure. It is a tough question. And I'm going to give a tough answer because it's not always fast. I will admit that I spent 5 years building up a social media presence for our title agency, and went from just a couple hundred followers across all of our different channels and everything up to, by the time I moved out of that role, we had somewhere in the range of 7,000 or 8,000 followers within the our metro area that were following us. And it didn't come overnight. And a lot of that has to do with experimentation and us figuring out what is the sort of content that people really respond to. But it's not always a fast turn. You may have a post that does really, really well. And you think, wow, I figured the social media thing out. Great, we've got it. We'll just keep doing this over and over. And then you try to reproduce it and it falls flat. And unfortunately, that's just kind of the nature of this sort of effort. The great thing is social media has no cost unless you put money into it. So you're not losing money by trying a post and then seeing, hey, that didn't get any engagement. And then you try something different and that works and you lean into it. But, you know, there's a story from Gary Vaynerchuk that I absolutely love that talks about with social media, you know, around the idea of measuring your return, your ROI. And I've always loved this story because it emphasizes the long-term growth and the kind of holistic aspect that social media starts to kind of fill in when it comes to marketing. And the story that he tells is he's talking with a marketing exec for a company, and he's been doing some consulting for them. And he's talking about all the things that they need to do and all of the metrics that they're hitting and everything. And this marketing executive keeps asking, but what's the ROI? What's the ROI? And they really wanted to know, you know, what is this ROI? What's the ROI for all this effort that we're putting into social media? And eventually he just gets fed up and he responds and he says, let me ask you this. What's the ROI on your mother? And it sounds like he's just quipping back and making a your mama joke. But really, he says, but hear me out. And he says, you know, I can't say that I specifically made certain sales or transactions because of my mother. But if you were to take my mother out of my experience and out of my life, I wouldn't be able to be where I am and do what I do. And with social media, it really starts to become that sort of a perspective that when you build a community and start to build trust through social media with your followers, when you look back, you start to realize where you've come. It's hard to always say, hey, these posts worked so well that we have 3 new orders that open this month. But you start to see this connection where you have that trust and connection with the customers that you work with, consistency, those referrals that you see coming in, and start to realize that all of this is part of kind of a larger puzzle that comes together. And with social media, it can be very discouraging in the short term because you think, well, I'm doing all this work and nothing's really happening. But as you really think about it, and if you're willing to commit and let it grow over time, it starts to become that ROI fills in kind of that ROI of your mother aspect of it that, you know, you can't necessarily say I sold, I did 3 more orders this month because we have social media, but where would you be without it once you build that up? So it can sometimes be a long-term play to see that return start to play out when it comes to your efforts on social media.
That's awesome. Be sure your mother sees this podcast or he listens to it. So that she knows how much you appreciate her contribution to you, to your life today. That's awesome. So you talked about the 80-20 rule, and I think that's a really good tip to for everybody. What about how often you post? You know, I mean, should you be there every day? I mean, are there any rules of the road there that you can share with us?
Yeah, there's nothing hard set, but, you know, there are kind of best practices that I usually recommend. If you're going to be posting consistently to Facebook, Facebook posts usually once every day or every other day is a really good cadence to be in. If it's Instagram, or if you're going to take advantage of stories on either Facebook or Instagram, business. Those tend to be more frequent. So stories should really be every day or multiple times a day, which sounds scary.
Yeah.
You can always start slow, ease into it, get a habit going. But I mentioned just get somebody on your team in front of the camera for just a few seconds. Mm-hmm. And that can easily be a story that goes up for that day. Finding content can often be the hardest piece. That was always a struggle for me early on, was where can I find content that makes sense? And I would spend hours of my week every week going to different real estate websites, trying to find content. And it was a pain. I hated it. Mm. I'm not going to lie. And when I came to Older Public Title, I found out that we had a tool that we had just started using and offering internally, and we were just starting to explore. And I saw it and immediately thought, I would have killed for this when I was running social for the title agency that I'd been working at. And so we immediately looked at how can we transition this into a tool that we can offer for our agents at Older Public Title. And that product is now EasyShare.
Right.
Okay. And this is absolutely the best recommendation that I can probably make through this entire discussion, is for our agents to take advantage of EasyShare. Because when you can't find that content, when you don't know, what do I need to post today? What, I don't know what I'm supposed to be talking about. EasyShare is just a whole hub of content and resources that's updated multiple times every day with new information from all across the web that's appropriate for buyers and sellers or real estate agents or lenders. And so, you know, when people come to me saying, oh man, how am I supposed to post every day or every right. other day? Mm-hmm. And I agree, if you had no resources to start with, that's a very daunting and overwhelming task. But I would definitely recommend EasyShare to any of our agents as an incredible tool for finding content. And then it also gives the added perk that you can schedule your content out in advance, so that you can grab all your posts for the week or for even the month, schedule everything in advance, and then you're done with essentially your social media for the month in terms of scheduling out posts. Now, it doesn't mean you're hands off.
Right.
It just means for that aspect of it, you've got that part covered. So you can focus on things like if you want to do stories or making sure that you're responding to comments and things like that on social media. Mm-hmm. It allows that freedom. So, you know, being able to have consistent content is often the most consistent roadblock to meeting kind of that consistent posting cadence and rhythm. Mm-hmm. And EasyShare really helps solve that.
Those are two really good tips, I think. One is, you know, if you're an Older Public Title agent, be sure to reach out to your local rep if you're not using EasyShare at this point. And I think the other is just, you know, developing that consistency and figuring out, you know, what is it that you actually want to do every week, or what kind of message you want to send out. Also, those are really great tips, I think, you know. Anything else you want to share with us before we wrap things up?
You know, I think that the biggest thing that I can say for anyone who's either on the fence or struggling when it comes to social media for your organization is just to be adventurous, try and fail. And that's okay. If we were to add up the number of different things that I've tried to get us to the point where we are now as an organization, mm-hmm. the list would go on for days. Yeah. And I'm proud of that, because that willingness to try new things has led us to success.
Yeah.
And I think so often people think, well, if I put something out and nobody likes it, that's going to cause some sort of catastrophe. And it's really not. You know, that's okay. And if you post something and nobody responds to it, try something different, or maybe try that same post again in a few weeks, because attitudes may have changed. Mm-hmm. You know, I really, that's my biggest thing for anyone who's starting out or wants to improve. For me, that's the biggest thing, is just be willing to try. And if it fails, that's fine.
Yeah.
But keep at it, be adventurous, and have fun with it. That's the whole point.
Awesome. Well, I think you gave us the bottom line on it without me having to ask you for it. So, Colin, thanks so much for spending this time with me today. This was really fun. And you even gave me, I'm not big on social media because I don't know what to do with it half the time, but you just gave me a couple of great ideas. So thanks again. This was great. We'll have to have you back to talk a little bit more about this. I'm sure there's many more things you could share with us on, you know, how to effectively use social media to build your business today. So great. Thank you.
It's been my pleasure.
Great. To our audience, thank you always for joining us. And until we meet again, we hope you'll continue to learn, grow, and prosper, and dive into social media. Thanks again.